Gemara says like this. Again, Moser Rav Shimi Bar Abba. It says, if the person was a Kohen, you made a Nisa Neder not to have enjoyment from him, and he was a Kohen. Still it says, Yisroch Olav Adam Chatos of Adam HaShomoy. It says he's allowed to make your Kabonis. So the Chura, why? The Chura, by regular Kabonis, you have to have Das, he's our Shliach. So why is it Mutter? So it has to be because they're not considered our Shliach, but rather they're Shliach of Hashem. So Mar says, no, there's no proof. I'll tell you here what it means is, Dam Chatose Shom Mitzoro, for Dam Hashem Shom Mitzoro. Maybe it's only by a carbon of a Mitzoro that the Kohen can bring it for you, even though the Mitzoro made a Nisa Neder not to have a drummer from the Kohen. Why? Like we had before, the Siv, Zois Tia Teres HaMitzoro, Ben Godel Ben Godel. Here also it says the Pasuk, Zois Tia Teres HaMitzoro, with Mitzoro, which we bring in means, whether the Mitzoro is a Kohen or a Godel, we bring his Kabonis. If the guy is a Kohen, how could we bring a carbon for him? If we need his Das, we have to be a Shliach, a Kohen doesn't have Das. So that's the proof by these kabonis of a Mitzvah, which is only a korban of a Mechusa Kippurim, in order to be matim tikkachim, so such kabonis don't need das. Since they don't need das, there when the Kohen brings it for you, he's not called the Kohen as your Shliach, because he doesn't need your das. So only these kabonis could be a Kohen as mutter to bring. But maybe other kabonis, like a korban chattis, where you did an Aveira, or a korban Oila, there maybe the Kohen is also. So tonight, come and bring another proof. We had a Mishnah in the Megiddon says like this: Hakahanim shepiglu b'migdash, a kohen that was bringing karbonis in the base of migdash shepiglu. He had the wrong machshava. Bishas he made the zrika of the korban. He had a machshava to eat the korban the wrong time or the wrong place. So the lacher is the whole korban becomes possible, even though the korban doesn't belong to the kohen. The kohen now is bringing a korban for Yisrael. Still, the halacha is the kahanim shepiglu, the migdash is mezidim. If they do it for mezid, chayovim. The kohen is chayiv, he's like a mazik. The kohen is ruining the Yisrael's carbon. Hashegigin, mashma, if the kohen is a shegig though, like the kohen himself made a mistake and didn't realize that he's doing the machshava of pigul, so says peturim. Then the kohen is potter, is not called a mazik. Elo shepigulon pigul. But the pigul the Kohen had, he had the wrong thoughts. The shas he was making either the shchita or the zrika, he had the wrong thoughts to eat it at the wrong time, the wrong place. So the pigul is still chal. So even though the Kohen is only a shegig, he doesn't realize what he's doing, still it's awesome. So the Ran says the raya really is from shegig, because from mezid there's no proof. Even if you want to say he's supposed to be our shliach, and if he's doing it for mezid, so we don't want him to be a shliach, but the klal is a person could asser dov hasheni shaloi, even though the thing doesn't belong to you. If you do it ayidei maisa, like here the kohen is doing a maisa shchita, maisa zrika the korban, so with his machshavi could pass the korban. So the mezid is okay. But the question is b'shoigeg. B'shoigeg the kohen doesn't realize that he's doing it. See, Yarmut, if you want to tell me, Bishleim, Shluchid, Ishmael, Hevei, that whenever a Kohen brings a korban for Yisrael, it's never the pshat that he's our Shliach. He's a Shluach to Shemaya. He's like Hashem's Shliach. He's bringing the korban for Hashem. So therefore, I'm a Shepigul and Pigul. Therefore, even though he's doing like a Chet, he's making a Pigul, and he's making the korban possible, still he has the right to do it, because for Hashem, he's still a Shliach for Hashem. Eli Yarmut, but if you want to tell me, Shluch didan hevei, that when a kohen brings a korban, he's bringing a korban for us. He's our shliach. If so, a my pigul and pigul. If so, if the kohen is only doing it b'shoigeg, why do we say the pigul is a good pigul? Leimalei, lechur b'shoigeg means that he himself doesn't realize he's doing it. So he's not really doing his own action. Just that since he's a shliach, so he's doing it for the Yisrael. So it's called the kor the avoda was done. But as a shliach for Yisrael, we should have a kasha, leimalei. Why can't the Yisrael say back to this kohen, shlicha shavisticha, litkunid leilavasi? There's always a svara, when do I make you a shliach to do something good for me? Litkuni, if you want to bring my korban, to bring it the right way, for that I make you a shliach. Okay, you can bring it. But there's always a klal, veloilavasi. I don't make you a shliach to do something bad for me. The second you're doing something bad for me, you're like not my shliach anymore. So if the Kohen has to be the shlich of the Yisrael, when the Kohen is doing the Aveir of Tigel now, he's making the Korban Posel, it should be like the Yisrael never appointed him to be his shlich for Tigel. So how come the Kohen can still make a Tigel? So the Ran speaks out, when he does it, the Nezid, it's not a Kasha. Because the person could ask the Dove Shemesh Shaloi, Ayidei Maisa. But when he does it, B'Shegeg, he doesn't really mean to do the Aveira. So he's not doing it Ayidei Maisa. So if so, why Takim is it Osir? So it has to be because it's a Shliach Teshmaya. So Mara says, maybe no. Amri Shani Gadi Tigul. Maybe by Tigul it's different. But maybe it could be really a Kayin is always considered a Shliach of the Yisrael. So if so, why B'Shegeg does he make the Korban Osir? To Yom HaKroh, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yichoshev Loi, Mikom Okam. It says what? By the law of Tigul, that a Kohen is not allowed to have the bad thoughts. If he has these bad thoughts, to eat the Korban, or to make the Zrik at the wrong time, so he makes the Korban Pasuk. So the kids say, there's a law of Lo Yichoshev. So even though maybe he's the Shliach of the Yisrael, still here it's different. Here it's different that we say Tigul is always Chal. But the Ran comes out, even though our Gemara here is not Poshe the Shiloh, whether a Kohen is a Shliach of Hashem or a Shliach of Yisrael, but we had before, the Gemara in Kedushin is Poshe the Shiloh. And the other Gemara says it's a Svara. It's a Svara that the Kahanim are not our Shluchim. They're a Shliach of Hashem. Because a Shliach always means that something that you could do, you can make a Shliach. But something that you cannot do for yourself, you can't appoint a Shliach. So how could a Yisrael appoint the Kohen to be his shliach to bring the Korban, if the Yisrael himself can't bring the Korban? It doesn't pass in Svara that a Kohen should be our shliach. It has to be Stam Etzim Mitzvah. That's what the Torah says, that Kohanim can bring Korbanos, but not because he's our shliach. Yeah. Right. Now, Gufa, before we learn it like this, the Rama Rabbi Yechanan, Hakel Tzrichin Das, Fayol Korbanos, when the Kohen brings it, it has to be done midas of the Bailam. The Bailam, the Yisrael, has to give his consent. Chutz min chusik apora. Excluded in the case of a Mitzayra, or Zavo, or Zavois, where they are to mechusik ipurim. It's not really coming for a kapora, it's only coming to be matter them, tikkachim. There, you don't need das. There, the Kohen can bring it for these people, even though they didn't give their consent without their das. And what's the Yechon and Zeraya? Shirei Oda Mevi Korban Abona Via Benoisov Haktanim. Like since it says Zois Teres Hametz HaHazov, which is Mashma Ben Kot and Ben Godel, or Zois Teres Yeledes, we had before all these Joshes, therefore Zois Teres Hazav is Ben Godel Ben Kotin. That a Korban could be bought for Kotin. So Chura Kashri is a Kotin doesn't have that. So you see, to bring these Kabonis that are only from the Chusik Yipurim, you do not need Das of the Bailim. Ela meyata, the Gemara asks, if so, yovi yodom chates chelav al chaveroi. I'll tell you in a case when your friend did an avera, that he ate chelav. So the loch is when you eat chelav b'shoigig, you have to bring a korban chates. So if your friend ate chelav, that he has a chiyuv to bring a korban chates, there should be such a loch that you should be allowed to bring the korban for him if you're a kohen, even without his das, without asking him. Why? This is a korban of a kapara. Shekein oda mevi alishtoi shaita, Kareb Yehuda. Because just like we had before, that a husband could bring a korban for his wife. If his wife has a chiyuv to bring a korban, the husband could bring it. Even in a case where she's a shaita. If she is a shaita, she has no das. So the chura we see, the husband has a right to bring kabonis for his wife without das. And the husband could bring the chura korban chatas for his wife. So if Yechon holds, whenever you find a korban can be brought without das, like anybody could do it without das. So if so, every korban chatas, a kohen should be able to do it without the das, without the consent of the owner. Alam Amri Ablaza, Hakam Ablaza says not like this. How come we learned Alam Amri Ablaza that hefrish chatas chelif al chaveroi, if somebody is mafrish a korban chatas for his friend, and he didn't ask his friend did not tell him to do it, the loch was liyasa klum. Your korban that you're doing now means nothing. But that's the loch. You have to have das bailim. If you want to bring a korban chatas for your friend, you have to ask him. Like he has to say yes. And if he doesn't tell you to do it, you can't do it. So you see, a regular korban chatas needs das bailim. So kashrus, why? Since a husband can bring for his wife that's a shaita, a korban chatis, so the churi should say chatis is not nidas. So Gemara says, I'll tell you no. I'll tell you, ishtoi shaita echidami. No, even by husband for his wife that's a shaita, there's no case that he could bring a korban chatis for her. What's the case you want to say if his wife is a shaita, the husband could bring kabanis for her? If when she ate the chalif, she was a shaita, she didn't have a mind. Is lav bas korbani? She's not mechuyev a korban. The husband doesn't have to bring it either. If a shaita doesn't have a spot, that's not called an avera. An avera is mechuyev a korban is only a bar das that does the b'shoigeg. So true, you did a b'shoigeg, but there's a tainer on you. You should have known what you're doing. We make you bring a korban. But if a shaita does the avera, they put them in a mitzvah. A shaita doesn't have a chiyah to bring a korban. So where's the case that your wife that was a shaita, she is the chiyah to bring a korban? If when she ate it, she was a shaita, there's a ptur, the husband doesn't have to bring it either. Vidi yachla kishi pikhis, Ellie, you want to tell me when she ate the chaylev, when she did the avera, she was normal. That time she had das. Vinishtatis, and then 10 minutes later, an hour later, she became a shaita, she lost her das. That's the case that the husband now can bring the korban for his wife. Samara says no. In such a case, also there's no chiyuv korban. Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah said over that Amar Reb Avuah. Reb Avuah said Amar Reb Yechanan. In the name of Reb Yechanan, Ochal chaylef. If a person ate chaylef, he did the avera. He did a chayv krisis. He ate chaylef. Ve'ifrish korban, and then he set aside a korban chatis for the avera that he did. But v'nishtato. Then the owner of the Bailam became a shaita. At this time right now, he can't bring kavanas. Because the v'nishtafa and the lady became, well, halachah is posel. This korban that he set aside in between is posel for korban. He can't bring this korban for korban. This korban is posel. Why? Hoyu v'nitcha yitcha. Since after he was mafresh the korban, he set aside the korban to be brought. He set aside the korban to be brought, and then he became a shaita. So just like a shaita doesn't have a chiyuv to bring a korban, if he does aveir at that time, the same thing is like chiyuv and go off at the time. At the time when he's a shaita. A shaita to certain people, it's called itim shaita, itim cholim. Sometimes they're well, and sometimes they lose their minds, they become a shaita. So if you did a chet when you were normal, and you made a korban, and then you became a shaita, so at the time when you're a shaita, there's no chi for you now to bring a korban. Now that you're a shaita, you're a potter from a korban. So it's called, right now the korban is nitcha. Right now this korban can't be brought. So even though later you become well again, and again you have a chi to bring a korban, but this korban is no good. That's called hova nitcha yitcha. So you have to bring a different korban. But I call upon him, what do we see here? That if your wife was normal, and then she became a shaita, so there's no chi to bring a korban then. And if the husband brings the korban at the time when she's a shaita, there's no korban. So kitzur is never a case that the husband can bring the korban for his wife when she's a shaita. Say nechnami, it has to be that his wife is normal. It has to be that his wife did the chet, she ate chalif, and that she's normal when the korban is being brought for her. So since she's normal then, you have no proof the husband can bring her without her das. When she's normal, then maybe the husband has to ask her, and she has to give her consent for the korban. But you have no right, it could be brought, Shlomi Daita, without a das. Elo Meyata, the Gemara says, if so, again, Yovi Yodam Pesach Achaveroi. A person should be able to bring the Korban Pesach for his friend without asking him. Again, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that if you'll ever find that one person can bring this Korban without das, so we see you don't need das. The consent of the owner for Korban Pesach says, so one person should be able to bring a Korban Pesach for his friend. Now where's the one case that you know for sure you don't need das? Because the halacha is, Shekein Odom Mevi Albono V'Albonoisov Aktanim. A father has the right to bring a Korban Pesach for his young children, even though they don't have das. So what's the pshat? How could a father bring a Korban Pesach for his son? Ah, his son doesn't have das. So here you see, even though you don't need das, for a korban pesach also you do not need das. So once we find one case, the korban can be brought without das, it could be brought without das for anybody. So then the halacha should be that Reuven should be able to bring a korban pesach for his friend Shimon. And if so, Alom Amar Reb Lazar, Why did Reb Loza say not like this?
Reb Loza says that if Rish Pesach Achaveroi, if somebody without his friend's consent, stand by himself goes, if he's a Kohen, he's makar of a Korban Pesach. For his friend, Halach Riz LaYosaklum, he did nothing. A Korban Pesach has to be brought midaitoi. You have to have that, the consent of the owner. It's a question according to Reb Yechanan, why? Since you find there's a case that the father could bring the Korban Pesach for his son, so who you see, you don't need das. So you see, right? So you see, you don't need das. So once you see, you don't need das, all of you don't need das. That's what we had before. By Yazavas like that. Since you see by Yazavas a cotton, you could bring the Korban for them. So you see, you do not need the das of the owner. So you're also, if you're going to bring Korban Pesach for your son, you see, you do not need the das of the owner. So anybody should be able to bring Korban Pesach for his friend. This the Gemara says no. Omer Reb Zera, sell the base obois love the Eraisa. I'll tell you that the Widashin sell the base obois, which is mashma, that the whole household has to be part of the Korban Pesach, that mashma is a chiv upon the father to make sure his son has the Korban Pesach. I'll tell you that halach is loved in the Eraisa. In the Eraisa, the son has no chiv to bring Korban Pesach. It's only a drushim with the Rabbonin. So therefore, since it's only with the Rabbonin, that's why the father could do it without the son's das. Because midiraisa, the son does need a korban altogether. But maybe in a case where you have a gadol, so he has a chiyuv to have a korban pesach brought, his chiyuv could only be mekayim if he has das, if he told the kohen to bring it for him. But if somebody brings it for him without his das, that's why it's no good. But that a father could do it for his son is because lav diraisa. Like the Ram said, the second big line. Omer Rab Zera, Sel Levei Sovas Lav Yeraisa, Lielom Nechiyai Donin, Omiyo Mipetach Lemuslim Edik, Tis Sel Levei Sovas Lav Yeraisa, Tivina Torah Ein Haktanem Tzuichel Himnas Peseh, Mid Yeraisa Kotten, does not have to be part of the Korban Pesach, in Bnei Chabura. Eloichlin and Anu, they're allowed to eat from the Korban, Alpha Pishlin in the Wall of, even though they weren't counted upon this Korban. The Alpha Gab, Dein Pesach Nechlel Lemuyev, usually a Korban Pesach could only be eaten by a person that was appointed, that he was like a shutif in this Korban before the Shechita. But I tell you, honey, mili bruy and limonis. That's only a gadol that's supposed to be included in the Korban. Avu ketanim, but kids, the la b'nei, hochi les lambo, they don't have to be included in the Korban when it's b'shas the Shechita. Therefore, they're allowed to eat from the meat even later on. So the kid said, after the father brings a Korban Pesach for his son, it's only like al-chinuch, it's not midiraisa, it's only midirabonin. Ay, it's kachim, it's chul nazara, no. The father makes like a Korban Shlomim, he makes it like a nadova, just he does it midirabonin for his son. For the mom, Imai, where's your proof to say that when a father brings a Korban Pesach for his son, it's only midirabonin, not midiraisa? Midirabonin, we learn it like this. Hoy me'el labonin, somebody says to his sons, Hareini Sheikhid as a Pesach. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash, and I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach al mi sheyale mikem rishon Yerushalayim. Whoever gets first to Yerushalayim, because he has like five kids, and he wants to be mezaris them to make them to get up to Yerushalayim first. So he tells them, whoever gets there first to Yerushalayim, I'll bring the Korban Pesach for you. It says, Alocha kivon sheichnes rishon roishav rubai. As soon as his first son reaches Yerushalayim, his head comes there first. He's Zocha the Chalkai. He's Zocha the Chalak, like the father's Korban Pesach is brought to him. O Mezakeh Sachavimai. And once he's Zocha the Korban Pesach, he could also be Mezakarit for his sons. Now here it's talking about that the father is in Yerushalayim already, and he's shechting it, like Iran says. O Malabonim, he says to his sons, Harein Yodol Yerushalayim. I'm going to go to Yerushalayim first. And as soon as I get to Eshchot at the Pesach, I'm going to shech the Korban Pesach then. But who should it be for? It should be for the first one of you that reach Yerushalayim first. So it says when the first one reaches it, it's good for him, and now the son is mezakarit to the rest of the children. So the question is, how could that be? How could he be mezakarit now after the Shechita for the rest of the sons? A Korban Pesach, you only yaitza, if there was minui, means you had to be appointed, like it had to belong to you from before the Shechita. Because everybody has to own this Korban Pesach. So here, the sons, we don't know which son the father did it for. So that alone, the Ran says, the Gemara Gittin says, it could go as Breira. Behold, Yesh Breira. But I call upon him, how could this son be mezakra to the other sons? See, Armand, if you want to tell me, if you want to tell me that the chiv midiraisa, the ketanim, have to be nimna, have to be part of a korban pesach, if so, abisra koi, or mezakalu. How could this son now that zoich in the korban be mezaka, give it over to the other children? There's no b'shasta shchita, they weren't part of this korban. So how does it help for the other sons? Elo, so Elo, my this is a raya that what? That's only midirabonin. That celebrates others only midirabonin, it's not midiraisa. So therefore midirabonin is just halacha that your kids should eat from the korban pesach. But there's no din minui, they don't have to be appointed like tonit for m'shasta shchita. For the more Elo, lo malhu di yomalhoin, avuchen, since so, why did the father say this altogether? If they don't really have to have the Korban Pesach, that there it is, because it was Zaraz of the mitzvahs. He only did it to make them do mitzvahs first. To be Zaraz them, to get them used to doing mitzvahs first. Rashi Erigilim, Liz Zaraz the mitzvahs, they should be used to doing mitzvahs. And Tani Nam Yachad, we learn about this also. Because it says, one time the father did this, that he made a deal with his kids, whoever gets up there first will be for the Korban Pesach. And my sahoya the kodmu bonus labonim. It happened once that his daughters beat the boys. And it says, venimtsu bonus rizois ubonim shvalim. Came out that the girls were fast and the boys were slow. So Ran says, the bottom Ran says, the deek is, v'loi ketoni does not say here that bonus zochui. It doesn't say the daughters were zech on the Korban Pesach and the boys were not. So Alma we see, l'niskavon el azaraz bavad. That since the ketanim here, there's no din minu altogether. You don't have to appoint to make your kids part of the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the only din is they shvit the korban. So that the father said v'chlal here, he'll be mezakah the Korban Pesach to the first one that gets there, and then them mezakah to the other sons. That's only the lazars of the mitzvahs. So only to make them do the mitzvah first. But really, there's no din. The father does not have to be mezakah for a son the korban. As we all celebrate Shabbos is love the Eraisa. So therefore it's good. Therefore regular Korban Pesach, when a Godel brings it, it has a chiyuv to bring it, it has to only be midaitoi. Only if he says to do it. But if he doesn't tell you to do it, one person can't do it for his friend. Then the Mishnah says, V'terim es trumoisav. That in the case where Reuven made a nissa neder, that he's not allowed to have any enjoyment from Shimon, all Shimon's nechosim is also on Reuven. Still, Shimon is allowed to go down and take off trumas and maestros for Reuven. Shimon is allowed to take off trumas and maestros and vice to give it to the Kohen, and the Mela Reuven's peris will become mutif yomtit.